This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As you get your day going, I hope you'll start it by focusing on God for a few minutes. Do you know the time with God that you spend every day is the foundation of your spiritual life? It's the number one thing that affects your life more than any other. If you don't spend time with God, you end up living life just on your own strength, trying to make it through life on your own. That's not the way you want to live. It's not the way God designed you to live. He designed you so that your life would work right, would work best when you are in a healthy relationship with Him. You need time with God every single day of your life. We're talking this week about God's love for you. I just want you to think for a moment about how much it means to you to have someone who loves you in your life. I'm not talking necessarily about God here, but just a person who loves you. What extents would you go to find real love from a person in your life? I imagine quite a lot. It means so much to us. Listen to what Jesus said to his disciples in John 15. He said, starting in verse 12, "This is my commandment, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends, if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you slaves, for the slave does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he may give to you. This I command you, that you love one another." Well, do you get the main point of what Jesus was commanding them? He says it at the beginning of that paragraph and again at the end. "This is my commandment, that you love one another." Many times when we don't feel loved by God, maybe no one has modeled God's love for us as a parent in our lives, or maybe all the teaching we had about God as a child was about this angry, vengeful God. Or maybe your life has been difficult, and you believe that a loving God would have saved you from that pain. Well, Jesus knew we would face times like that. And do you know, when you struggle to see the love of God in your life, sometimes what God does in order to assure you of his love is to send someone into your life who will show you his love. And you know, as desperate as you can be for someone to show you God's love in your life, you should instantly recognize that God's plan is for you to be one of those people in someone else's life. Who is there today that you could show God's love to? Who is there that you can love unconditionally, even sacrificially, do something for them, not because they've done something for you or because they're a great friend of yours, but just out of love? Who can you show God's love to today? I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.